Hi, my name is Colby McCarthy. I am a senior at James Madison University, and today I will be interviewing Paola Iturbide. So my first question is, can you tell me your age and something about you?
Okay, I'm 25 years old. I was born in San Diego, California, but I moved to Tijuana, where my parents live, since I was a baby. My parents used to live in Mexico City. They met there. Then they moved to Tijuana, and they decided to just have me in the United States so I can have more opportunities, like, in the future. So I was just born there, but live in Mexico all my life. And now I live in the States.
Okay. So can you tell me some about your childhood or your education?
Okay, my childhood, I grew up in Guadalajara, Mexico. I was in a Catholic school, all-girls school. My parents were middle-high class, so they had money to give me the education that I needed, and I learned English in school.
Okay. So, you said that you went to a Catholic school, so that was that your religion growing up?
Yeah, because a lot of people in Mexico are Catholic. That's like the main religion. So I grew up Catholic and I'm Catholic. And I was raised in a Catholic school.
So what made you want to come to the United States?
The first thing is, like, there is no jobs in Mexico because, I mean, I study a career, but I saw a lot of options, but they don't pay you well. You have to have a connection or know someone in the government to have a well-paid job. And also, I didn't study a lot also. I had to study more to be someone. I think I was a little lazy in school, so that also was the problem. If you put a lot of effort in school, you can be successful in Mexico, but a lot of people are lazy, and that's why they come to the United States, because they think it's going to be easier, but I think you have to work at the same level that you will do it in Mexico or in the States.
Right. So what made you choose Harrisonburg when you came to the United States?
Because my sister is in Bridgewater, and I came to visit her, and it was easier for me because she knew people. Because coming to the United States, not knowing anyone, it's difficult. It's difficult living here. It's difficult, everything.
Okay. So, So what was your first initial reaction of Harrisonburg? Like, did you like it right away? Did you feel like you fit into the community right away?
I think it's boring because I came from a big city. So I prefer big cities. I fall in love with DC. DC is, like, not for me because it's like living in a ranch. But it's really pretty, just like for coming on a vacation. I mean, and people here are nice. I think there is a little racism.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is. But, I mean, it's okay living here. I'm just not like a country girl.
Right. So, how was it finding a job in Harrisonburg?
It was so easy. That's the thing of United States. It's really easy finding any job. Well, me, because I have papers, but I don't know the people that are immigrants. I worked just for a week in a Mexican restaurant that named El Charo, that they just have immigrants, and they treat them like slaves. They made them work all day, and they paid them nothing, just the tips from people. And I think people that come here as an immigrant is not worth it, because they are treated like slaves. You have to have papers to be okay here or have a decent job. If you don't have papers, it's horrible. Like, you are surviving, just surviving. And maybe you are living a little better with, maybe in Mexico you didn't have a TV and you have a TV here, but you have to pay it every month, and you work here in the States, people that don't have papers, they work like slaves. They live better, but they are slaves.
Mm-hmm. So, I know you came here also trying to get the certification to be a translator. Is that something that was offered in Mexico too, or is that...
No, I just like look in here and I saw that they have this certification and I just did it.
Mm-hmm. So, what is like your long-term goals? Like what jobs do you want? Do you see you staying here or going back to Mexico full-time or...
I mean, if I pass the exam to be a translator, my initial plan was to move here and find a better job, because having a job in Five Guys, that, I mean, you earn a lot, but if you save it and you go back to Mexico. But here, things are so expensive that if you want to live here, you have to have a better job than a Five Guys cook. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that was my goal, to have my certificate and to work in a hospital and get paid minimum $30 per hour so you can be fine, you know, because if you have like a shitty job, you are not going to live fine. You're going to just survive. So, well, my plan was coming here, study that. If I pass it, I was going to live close to DC because I fall in love with DC. But now... my ex-boyfriend is talking to me again. We're going to meet each other. And if he proposed, I'm going back to Mexico because he has a lot of money. So I'm not going to have to worry, you right. know? But if he doesn't propose in New York, I'm going to come back and work as a translator in a hospital. Because in here, I will have a decent life. And in Mexico, I will be a slave. Just to survive, like working in an office 8 hours to get paid, I don't know, $200 per month. So it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Per day, I will get paid like $30.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you worked at Five Guys. Do you ever feel like not being an American has affected you in your workplace?
No. I don't think so, because there's Mexicans there in Five Guys. I mean, Spanish-speaking people. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking people here.
So, do you think that there are Americans that work in Five Guys that treat you differently because you aren't American, or...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So, how has Harrisonburg changed since you moved here? Have you seen any big... differences or anything?
Yeah. I mean, just because I had a car in Mexico and I live with my parents, I was fine. But what I saw, the poor people that live in Mexico, is a huge difference here, because just, I'm going to put an example. The buses here have air conditioner, and in Mexico, people... they do lines to get on the bus, and they go squish. They have to walk thousands of miles to get to their jobs, and here is more accessible, or it's more accessible to have a car than in Mexico. It's impossible because of what they get paid in any job. Because jobs there, if you don't have a connection or you know someone, or you come from a wealthy family, you're screwed your whole life.
Right.
Or you are very smart to become a successful doctor, you know. And here, if you are not that smart, you can work 2 jobs and you are going to survive and live decently. Right. You have to be really smart to stand or to do it in Mexico.
So, do you feel like there's a community within a community of immigrants in Harrisonburg? Because, for example, JMU has over 200 different countries represented within our campus. So, do you think there's a community within a community of immigrant students or people?
Yeah, there is a lot of immigrants here, because they told me this is Harrisonburg is the city that you don't get deported I don't know why. So they call the safe place. So that's why immigrants come here, because if you don't have papers, you don't get deported. So that's why there is a huge community of immigrants.
So do you feel like that you see a lot of other people reaching out, like within that smaller community? Like, do you feel like there's a stronger bond between those people?
Yeah, the people that I have met, Mexicans hang out with Mexicans, Chinese with Chinese, like they don't get mixed a lot. I think because of the racism.
Right. So,
and because of the language, maybe they find it difficult.
So what made you end up working for Five Guys? Like, what made you decide to work there?
Just because it was close to my house and I don't have a car. It's a shitty job, but I mean, I would love to work in other places, but it's like, it's so hard here to move because the transportation is horrible.
Mm-hmm. So, do you see yourself, like, staying with Five Guys, or are you going to try and look for a new job, or are you going to try and do your translator stuff and start that soon?
Yeah, I just did the translator stuff. I'm just doing my exam. If I pass it, I think I'm not living here because it's boring, but I'm going to maybe move to Charlottesville if my ex don't propose.
So, what changes would you like to see in Harrisonburg, in the nation in general, as far as looking at immigrants?
The transportation. Like, people that don't have cars is so difficult.
Right.
You don't have transportation. You don't have transportation on Saturday and Sunday. It's horrible.
But what about, like, how our nation views immigrants?
I think it's really hard for people that are immigrants. So I think they don't have a decent job. If you are an immigrant, you're screwed. You're going to live decent, but you're not going to live. You're going to be a slave. So people here treat immigrants that they don't have papers as slaves. Right. And they are slaves.
But as a whole, like, especially under President Trump, he's been, like, extremely strict with immigration policies. So, like, how do you feel about our nation? Like, right now, he's trying to appeal the 14th Amendment that says that if you are born in the United States, you are a citizen, even if your parents are not. So he's trying to get that reversed. So, like, how do you feel about the way that our country's moving towards, like, a no-immigrant population?
I think it's fine if you, like, if they are, were not, their parents are not from here. I think it's okay what they are doing. I don't know why people come here. They should fight in their own countries to be better, and other countries should, like, fight so that their people, they have better jobs and not leave their countries. So I think America is doing the right thing, not having immigrants here.
Okay. So you said that your family still lives in Mexico. So what do your parents do to be successful and have a life in Mexico if finding jobs are very difficult?
Like I said, I was not a very studious person. I didn't study a lot. I'm kind of, I don't like to study, but my dad, he's really smart. So he become a lawyer. So I like I said, if you are smart and you study, you can be successful anywhere. But most of the time, people are lazy. That's why they are not successful.
So what jobs do your parents have in Mexico?
My father is a lawyer, and he runs a call center. He's the the manager of all Mexico. Like, all the country? because they have different call centers in different parts of the country.
Okay. And what does your mom do?
My mom right now, she doesn't work. So.
So, what do you think about the overall view on immigration? Do you think that it, I guess we've already talked about it, but do you think it should be allowed or shouldn't? Or do you think that our public wants it? Like, what do you think about the American perspective of immigration?
What Americans think of immigration? Mm-hmm. I think they are, right now, they are really racist about immigration. And I think they should stop immigration and don't let people in if they were not born in the United States, or if they are born here and their parents are not from here, they should not give them the papers, because governments on other countries should fight for better education and
it's just America was built on immigration, because everybody that's ever really been here immigrated from overseas, mm-hmm. from Mexico, somewhere. So it's just like, how are the times so different now where immigration is viewed as a negative thing and we're trying to cut it off completely versus we were built on immigration? So, like, why do you think that it's, like, completely changed?
Because back in the days, everything was building up, like, everything was not done yet. So all, like, Mexico was built because European people moved to that country. So now that it's overpopulated, like, they should stop immigration, because everything's done right now. Like, people, like, countries have their own people, so they shouldn't stop immigration.
So what do you think it will take for Mexico to, I guess, become more like the United States, where it has more job opportunities and higher wages and things like that?
When the government stop robbing, because people are really, really corrupt. That's the problem. That in other countries, government is so corrupt and they steal thousands of dollars. They don't have the values like Americans have. They have honesty values here, and Mexicans, they don't have that, because of the government steals their taxes money. So that's why it's like a circle, like it repeats the same stuff, because if they don't stop from the government stealing, if the government give them more opportunities, people will stop stealing to have a better life.
Right.
So the government should start not stealing and have the values like America has. Americans have more of honesty. They are more honest. There is not a lot of crimes like in Mexico, because it starts from the government. That the government, they don't rob, they don't commit crimes. So it's everything starts from the top, like from the government, and I don't know how.
Right. So with not a lot of job opportunities before you moved to the United States, even if it was just for a short period of time, what job did you have in Mexico?
I was just like a secretary. Shitty job.
What did that involve?
What do you mean?
Like, what were your tasks to do every day?
Just type things on the computer, answer the phone, and it was awful.
So how does that compare to like the salary you made in that job, how does that compare to the salary that you're making in your current job?
Yeah, it's way, like, this is a shitty job also, that's the difference. Like, I had a shitty job over there, and they pay me like $30 per day. So that's, no, not $30, like $20 per day. And that was an 8-hour shift. And here, a shitty job, you get paid per day $70. So that's a huge amount of difference. That's the difference working in Mexico than working in here. In Mexico, you work one day and you can, like, if you work in that shitty job for the whole month, you can just buy groceries and that's it. You don't, like, you don't have money to pay rent and to do other stuff. And here, if you work a shitty job, you can pay rent, you can have food, and you can live decent. That's the difference between Mexico and the United States, that you can live more decently having shitty jobs.
So, also, did, like, in the span of comparing these two jobs, there's a difference on how far a dollar goes. So even though you were getting paid less in your other job, your money probably went farther than in the United States because things are more expensive here, right?
Yeah, but you can, like, well, but it depends where you go. If you go to the dollar family store, it's really cheap. Right. Well, it also depends on what you do.
Right. Yeah, because the big thing in America right now is buying organic and buying, like, freshly grown products and going to farmers markets, which can all be really expensive. So do you see a culture of, like, Americans spending more just because we have more?
Yeah, I mean, here I can see, like, just consumism. How do you say that word? Consumism? Like, you consume a lot. Like, you just want to consume it. So it's a lot of competition. And because this is a first world country, like, they have everything and more. So if you go to a store, you just want to buy, like, everything because you see everything. It's like you can buy it with your credit card and you're gonna pay it in, I don't know, 6 months. So it's consumism. You people are buying and buying and buying stuff that they don't need.
Right. So how are things like talking about stores and groceries and that thing, like, how are they different in the United States than in Mexico? Like, do you see a huge difference? Are things healthier in one place or another?
No. It's just like here, I see also the fruit and everything is really, I don't know the word. They made the fruit not natural because the orange, it doesn't have seeds. So I think food here is really processed.
Right.
And in Mexico, no, because of the consumism. So a lot of competition. So people here, the food is not healthy, like natural, like in Mexico. And it's expensive also.
So, did when you were coming to the United States, did you also see it was harder or easier to find somewhere to live, to find friends, to...
Oh, yeah. It's really hard here to find, like, friends and somewhere to live also because they ask you for so many stuff, like a cosigner. And if you don't know anyone, it's really difficult. And I think people here live more by, they do everything by their own. And they find people on apps because they are so involved in just their job and just in themselves that they are not, like, involved in different stuff. Like in Mexico, because here is expensive, like, to go to a country club, and people don't do that here because it's expensive just for rich people. The difference in Mexico is like to go to a country club is cheap. So it's more like people hang out more. You don't have to meet someone like so in an app. So it's more
of a community.
Community, yeah. Because it's cheaper, like middle class can go to a country club, and here middle class they cannot do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let me think.
People get more together. They have more time to do things with their friends, and here everything is money and work.
So, what would you like? When the public is listening to this interview, like, what is one main thing you want them to take away from your story?
To think about twice if you don't have papers to come here. You are going to have a better life. You are going to live decent. But if you don't have papers, you are going to live like slaves. You are going to work. I work in a restaurant that they have hire immigrants. And they work from 8 in the morning to 10 at night. And you are going to have a car. You're going to have more things that you're going to have in Mexico. But you are going to work a lot because here things are expensier than in Mexico. In Mexico, you can live poor, but you are going to be free. Right. So think twice coming here. If you don't have papers, you are not going to be happy. Unless you marry an American or something like that.
So, there will also be students listening to the interview. So, what do you think they can learn from your story, like, about your immigration experiences, your work experiences, your living experiences? Like, what's one main thing you want people and students to learn from your experiences?
That, but I don't know what that you mean.
Like, people are learning about immigration. So, as an immigrant, like, what do you want them to learn from your experience?
Okay, like, I'm not, like, kind of an immigrant because I have papers, but my friend that I met here, she was an immigrant and she didn't have papers. And she lived, like, hiding because she had to drive with no license and she always had to be, like, hiding from the police. She had to work in a Mexican restaurant that they don't ask for a social security number and anything. And she worked like a slave. So, and she couldn't do like anything because she didn't know she couldn't go out of the country because their papers were in the process to be American citizen. So if you don't have papers, like, it's not worth it coming here. It's worth it, like, coming here for a while and then come back. Just, like, save money and then come back because here things are really expensive. So if you work, like, as an immigrant, you are going to earn money, but you're going to spend it all and live by the day. The thing to do if you are an immigrant and don't have papers, work a lot and then go back to Mexico or the place that you are. And do something there with that money that you earn here. Because living here is like you're going to be living good, but you are never going to be free.
Well, thank you for this interview. It was great talking to you and learning about your personal experiences.
Thank you. Bye.